The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Y'all know what that means. It's Beer 30, y'all. And I'm your host, singer-songwriter Chrissy Isbell, and Elvira, mistress of the dark impersonator. I'm the girl with the huge ratings. Hey, y'all, so I'm really going to need a beer, or some beer, beers plural, for this podcast. But anyway, have you guys heard about the astronauts stuck in outer space? Wow. Okay, so they were supposed to be there for like 10 days, and they've ended up being there for 9 months. And my point to all of that is this. How in the hell can we make astronauts being stuck in outer space political? It's just absolute bullshit. So, okay, so before the election, Elon offered to go get them. I mean, who gives a shit if you're a Democrat or a Republican? This is what I have been preaching on my podcast nonstop. Please, can we stop the division? It's almost like we're not even human anymore. We're either Republican or Democrat, and it's just absolute freaking bullshit. So Elon Musk offers to go get them, and they didn't want a Republican to get the win for that. So Biden's like, nah, you know, look, here's my thing. If there was a presidential election going on any time around at all, the time that I would go to outer space, be in outer space, my answer would be hell to the no, no, no. Like, I'm not going and doing anything crazy like that around the presidential election. Poor babies. 9 months. I mean, talk about being bored. I mean, for real? So, okay. Let me let you guys hear this clip that I pulled up about it. Okay, I'll take a listen to this.
Biden was embarrassed by what happened, and he said, leave him up there. I would have said, if you're embarrassed, you got to get him out. Elon is right now preparing a ship to go up and get him.
Well, they're coming home. SpaceX scheduled to land at the International Space Station this Wednesday to rescue the two astronauts who have been stuck in space for 9 months. But the blame for the current situation lies at the feet of Joe Biden, who rejected Elon Musk's previous offer to rescue the pair, and even one of the astronauts agrees. Listen.
I can only say that Mr. Musk, what he says is absolutely factual. I believe him.
I mean, Molly, can you imagine?
I know.
You're up there, not a lot to do. Right? I don't think they get Netflix up there at last check. I mean, these guys are stuck. Musk says, I'll go rescue you, and Biden, for political purposes, says no, and we just heard from the astronauts
themselves. I watched this entire press conference.
I mean, when I got back, I would be a total bitch. What the hell does the politics even matter or mean when these people are stuck in freaking outer space? I mean, we're making being stuck in outer space political. I just don't even get it. I was talking to my kids about it, and of course we were laughing and making jokes, but so I was on someone's post on TikTok, and let me tell you, I've got to give it up to the Democrats, because these hardcore Democrats, I mean, they will hang on to their ideas no matter if they make sense or not. You know, like to their agenda or whatever. I mean, it's like, are you that upset that, you know, Elon is a Republican, that he would be the one to go get these guys from outer space, that you're willing to just leave them stuck there? Like I said, I would be pissed off. But anyway, someone made a post about it, and I was laughing so hard last night. My rib was hurting. I was falling out because a Democrat made a comment on the post. And this is what it said. Really, we're all technically we're all stuck in outer space. Or no, it said technically we're all just stuck in space. And I thought, man, what the hell? I mean, is this for real? Like, did this person really make this comment? I mean, what a freaking bozo. What an absolute freaking bozo. No, dumbass, you're on planet Earth. You're not stuck in outer space. I mean, technically, we're all stuck in space. I thought, oh my gosh. You know, these people who are diehard right or diehard left, they don't give a shit if it makes sense or not. I mean, they do not care. Just, you got to hand it to them, the commitment. I mean, they are unwavering no matter what the situation is. Just, you know, technically we're all stuck in space. Okay. In other words, like, so what? You know, we're all in space. So what? Who cares? Leave them out there. Who cares? So anyways, I mean, my daughter, my 11-year-old, she was freaking out. She was like, Mom, you know, when you get back to Earth, you kind of need to learn to walk again. You're not used to gravity anymore. They've been up there for 9 months. And Stormy's sitting here. And I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, like, you know, we've always had a huge trampoline. And of course, I'm an idiot. So I always go out and play with the kids and jump on the trampoline. And I feel weird for a little while walking after I get off the trampoline. I mean, I would be so pissed off that I was left up there just because there was a presidential election and just because of this crazy thing called Republican or Democrat. I'm so over it. I'm just so freaking over it. But I wanted to talk to you about an example of a good human being named Brandy that I was floored with last night. I just feel like getting so emotional about it because I'm always constantly bitching and having beers on this podcast about why can't we just all hang out together? Why can't we just all get along? Why can't we just, you know, our vote's over, forget about it, you know, move on. You know, this divide that is caused by the mainstream media that everybody is buying into is bullshit. It's bullshit. And I finally met a person, you know, that's not buying into all of this, and that's Brandy, which I'll go into that story. But an example for me is this. I went through foster care and group homes, and in group homes, there's a lot of kids, and it's different races. It's different ideas. We all had different taste in music, different taste in boys, different taste in clothes, hairstyles, makeup, but we all had to shut the f*** up and live together. We all had to get our asses up, do chores, go to school, make sure our homework was done, our rooms were clean, our clothes were washed, we had to help with supper, and then every night after supper, all us foster kids in the group home, we were made to clean the kitchen top to bottom, sweep, even dry the dishes, not just leave them wet like I do. Like when I'm washing dishes, I'm like, put them in the dish rack. Hell, they'll get put up one day. No, we had to dry the dishes, you know. I mean, we had to keep, King's Ranch, for example, is one place that I live. We had to keep it spick and span. But, you know, like I always say, you know, like my granny used to say, you can get glad in the same damn pants you got mad. And that was the attitude that we had to have. It wasn't this, we're going to be divided and against each other and, you know, oh, I don't like this race or that race. No, we all had to live together. We could not pick our roommates. They picked our roommates, you know. So, you know, I just don't understand this. You can all get along and realize that we're all here. We're just all here on planet Earth trying to get through this life thing. You know, just trying to make it. And that's all there is to it. So I don't understand all this titty baby bullshit, basically. It's just a bunch of titty baby bullshit, and it gets on my daggum nerves. I mean, get over it. So anyways, so Brandy, this is a funny story about me and Brandy, how we became friends, okay? I thought that Brandy was a female. I had no idea. And so there is a social media account devoted to haunt actors from all over the country. And it's the Rotten Group on Facebook. So, of course, I joined it because I'm an Elvira Mistress of the Dark impersonator. So, you know, I jump on there with all the other haunt actors and people who are in the horror industry from all over the country. And Brandy starts commenting on my stuff, and eventually we swap phone numbers, and I'm all, hey, chick, and hey, girl, and, you know, I had no idea, you know, and I went ahead and text Brandy, and I was like, hey, I'm going to talk about you on my podcast. So, anyways, eventually I found out that Brandy was born male and dresses female. I love Brandy to death. Anyways, having said that, I jump on Brandy's live on TikTok. So last night when I jumped on Brandy's live, this person, see what Brandy does, Brandy has a kick-ass microphone, and I'm sorry, but I'm copying the microphone. Brandy texted to me. It's a really sexy, like, you know, one of those silver 1950s looking microphones. So definitely I'm going to have to buy one. When we get back home, I'm going to, on the land, we're going to have way better internet for me to download YouTube videos. So I'm going to start videoing my podcast again as well. At the other place with the other internet, I would try and leave my phone overnight trying to download a video on YouTube. And it just, it was CenturyLink and it refused to do it. So, but anyway, so I'm going to have a lot prettier setup for my podcast. I'm taking notes from you, Brandy. Love you. So last night I jumped on Brandy's live, and Brandy sits there with this cool microphone and just plays song requests and laughs and jokes around with people. And we get in there and we all, you know, make comments back and forth and support each other. And this is the only TikTok live to where everybody on this live, regardless, Republican, Democrat, whatever, not only followed me on TikTok, but also followed all my YouTube channels. And Brandy just kept on promoting me the whole time. And I spend, her live is like a few hours long. And the whole time, you know, Brandy's promoting me. And anyways, long story short, this is how I'm talking about people should act. This person requested Kid Rock and Hank Williams Jr. And Brandy just was happy as ever. I know Brandy voted for Kamala Harris. I know that. You know, I voted for Trump. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Brandy was just as happy as could be. Played the Hank Williams and just sat there with a smile, enjoyed it, loved it. Yes, I'm playing your request. Did not hesitate. And then Brandy started playing one of my songs, and I was shocked. Believe it or not, it was Hunting with the Boys, and I was thinking, I know that the people on this live are not jamming out to Hunting with the Boys. I mean, let's just be serious. None of y'all are hunters in this live. And Brandy was just happy as ever, like, oh, I love this song, Hunting with the Boys. And I was thinking of all of my songs to play. Brandy plays Hunting with the Boys. And I thought, what a first-class human being here. This is so first-class. I was so impressed because Brandy wasn't like, I'm not playing this Republican Hank Williams Kid Rock song. No, Brandy said somebody came on my live and requested it. I'm playing it, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have a smile on my face. I'm going to be happy. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is the way that people should act. This is the way that we should treat each other. Because Brandy's like, if you come on my live and request a song, then guess what, sweetheart? I will gladly play it for you, and I will be kind to you. And, you know, Brandy's like, everybody on this live needs to be following each other. Everybody follow Chrissy's YouTube. Everybody, you know, listen to her music. She's a hell of a woman. And just played Hunting with the Boys with a huge smile. And I was like, wow, there's no politics on this live. This is great. This is wonderful. I love it. So I've been on several of the lives, And it's just everybody's so nice and it's so positive and everybody really supports each other. And I was like, why can't it be this way? I mean, we've got our panties in such a wad that we can't even get people out of outer space because of Republican and Democrat. It's so stupid. It's just, it blows my mind. But I was so impressed with Brandy, and I'm going to tell everybody what the TikTok is under. Let me pull it up. Hold on. It is under Brandy, Brandy Lee, L-E-I-G-H 4201. And follow Brandy on TikTok. Watch the lives. I'm always in the lives, but I just thought, man, what a first-class human being. What a first-class attitude here. This is how we should all be acting instead of like assholes, because me and the girls, me and my family went into a bookstore in Galveston because we're still stuck here in Galveston. I mean, we're at the beach and that's great, but it ended up being longer than what we had anticipated. And we walk into a bookstore, lo and behold, someone's at the counter bitching about Trump supporters, bitching, just steadily bitching. And Stormy comes over, somebody else is griping, Mom. And I'm like, I know, I can't handle the division. I don't give a shit. I've said it a million times on a million of my podcasts. I don't give a damn who you voted for. I care if we get along or not. Like, me and Brandy get along. We text each other. Love Brandy to death. When I do finally make it up north, I'm hoping I can this year, but we'll see, because I've always wanted to see Salem for myself with my own eyes, and Brandy lives up north. I would love to go by and see Brandy. Have a few beers, bullshit. Maybe we could do a TikTok live together. When I say I really do love everybody, I feel so emotional right now. I really do. Like, y'all have no idea. Like I said, I lived in group homes with all kinds of people. All kinds of people. You know, I did jail and prison ministry and met all kinds of people, you know, from all walks of life with all kinds of different stories. I just think that this whole Republican-Democrat thing has just spun so far out of control, and everybody needs to stop acting like titty babies. And I can't help but just completely F-bomb with this. Okay, so Stormy's sitting here, my 11-year-old, and she's homeschooled. But anyway, she's been educating me because that's just how my kids are. But I had no idea. Stormy has looked up so many videos about astronauts in outer space when they come back. And when she first told me, I was like, child's imagination, but it's all real. Like, one video she showed me, a guy came back from outer space, and he put a cup, like he was holding it up in the air, and he let it go and turned his head away and turned back thinking it would be there, and it had fell and crashed into the floor because they're still used to stuff floating around. It's crazy. And then the woman astronaut, you can tell.
So after space, basically there's no gravity, and I guess that messes up the way you walk. And also it makes you faint pretty often, and it makes you faint multiple times in a row. So
yeah, the female astronaut, she just fainted. It was crazy.
Yeah, a lot of guys and girls had to hold her up so that she didn't hit her head.
That's crazy, and it's really bad for your health. Being in outer space is,
it's risk of cancer, bone loss, all of that. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's, and they've been there for 9 months. I would be so pissed off.
There's actually a case where they just forgot about a guy in space, and he was up there for 10 months, like, circling the Earth. He circled it about 5,000 times in the Soviet Union. So.
Oh, he was from Russia?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, just, it's so detrimental to your health, and they're just like, we'll just leave him up there. We'll get him. We'll worry about that later. It's just so cruel. I would be so mad when I came back. But then they've got to go through the whole getting used to being here again. I couldn't believe it when I was seeing people pass out and stuff, and the way astronauts act when they come back. They're so disoriented.
I also saw a video of, I think it's a girl that's up in space right now, stuck there. But she told the camera that she forgot how to walk. You don't even lay down in space. You can just basically float around and close your eyes and you'll fall asleep, basically.
That would suck.
And she also said that she doesn't know how to walk. Like, she probably will faint a lot whenever she gets back from space. We don't even know if they're alive right now, to be completely honest.
Well, they've been communicating with them and stuff.
But the thing is, like, in that, what's it called, submarine that went down and got stuck by the Titanic, they said that they were using Morse code, but it was actually just something deep in the water because they were already dead and imploded whenever that happened.
She's the intellectual type. Jeez, I don't know where you get it from. You're so smart, Stormy. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's why I'm really into science fiction. We love science. I love science, but this is just so bizarre. What a slap in the face. You're like an American citizen, and the country's like, we're having an election right now. We don't want to make this look Republican, so you can just hang out in outer space. I mean, Stormy, I'm going to go take a dump. Is that political?
I mean, technically, everybody takes a dump. Everybody's taking a dump.
Technically, we're all in space. Technically, we're all stuck in space.
I mean, technically, we're all taking a dump.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so stupid.
I mean, technically, I'm on the toilet right now.
So. Yeah, technically, we're all taking a dump right now. I mean, what the hell kind of comment was that? We've made so many jokes. Me and the kids has made so many jokes about this. It's just unbelievable. So,
and it's like, I don't know where they eat. I don't know where they use the bathroom. I guess it's just floating around in space right
now.
That's
so gross. I don't know. 11. Fart jokes. But yeah, I was sitting here like 9 months. What are they eating? But then I saw a video that was saying, you know, that they had stuff to eat. But I'm thinking, are they having to ration it out? And then somebody, which you won't know what this is, Stormy, but somebody commented on a TikTok video that said, this is giving Gilligan Island vibes. That was a show when I was a kid about people that was stuck on a deserted island and they didn't have anything.
I watched that in school. No, I think it was a different one, but I've heard about that.
This is giving Gilligan's Island vibes. I mean, pissed. Like, I want to come home now. Get your shit straight. Just get us home. I mean, this was supposed to be 10 days.
And the thing is, all you can imagine is the lady that's up there right now, her hair just sticking straight up. I mean, I don't know how she brushes it. I don't even know how they take a bath at this point.
Yeah, I mean, girl stuff. We're talking girl stuff now.
It's been 9 months. So, or 8 months. She's either had 8 or 9 periods.
Gross, Stormy. I did not expect you to say that. Oh my God. I mean, talk about getting technical. That is something for real, though. There's women, y'all, that are stuck in outer space having periods. Okay, and it's been made political. That's true. I mean, what do you do?
I mean, technically, everybody's having their period.
Technically, we're all
right
having
now.
Our periods right now. What a stupid comment. Gross. Oh, my God. I mean, let's not talk about everything we talked about. But, yeah, how do you have a period in outer space? Or even drink water. You got to swim in the air and then bite the water bubble that's floating in the air.
It's like opposite day, like it.
Like opposite day at school.
You're like swimming
when you used to go to school.
In air instead of water, and it's just like.
And you're biting the water.
And you're biting the water instead of drinking it.
God. I mean, she's had like 8 or 9 periods. I about fell out of the chair. You gotta warn me.
So, in my 4th grade class with my favorite teacher ever, but that's a different story. So basically, she would basically FaceTime firefighters, cops, or whatever, and put it on her projector. But this time, she FaceTimed a astronaut that was in space at that time as we were talking to him. And we got to ask him a lot of questions on how he drank water and stuff. And he showed us, he basically just poured it in the air and bit it. You can also try to drink from the bottle, but I heard it, like, kind of just falls on your face. So, yeah.
Well, for me, when I was in 2nd grade, this is a true story. It was so traumatic. But I was in 2nd grade, and I remember my teacher's name was Miss Loki. And she hyped us up for like a month. Every school day, she was like, we're going to watch the first teacher go into outer space. And we were like, wow. So finally, the day came. We were 2nd grade. So we were kids. So she had us all like, you know, cheering for this teacher. It was a female teacher. She was dark-headed and had curly hair. But anyway, so we were all cheering for her, and we were little kids, so we already felt, like, attached to her. And we were sitting there, and Miss Loki turned the TV on. And we had, because at the time, Chelsea was getting crowded, so we had, like, I think, like, 30 students in our class. So she turned it on, and it was called the Space Shuttle Challenger. And the space shuttle fired up, and we watched the teacher and the astronauts go in the space shuttle. And it fired up, and it went up, and it just exploded and killed everybody.
My teacher told me
it didn't even make it to outer space. We were crying. It was terrible.
My teacher told me the same story, my 4th grade teacher. She said that happened to her, too.
We were all crying because we were kids, and we were like, are they dead? And the teacher wouldn't answer us, and she was running to the TV and turning it off and trying to distract us and just saying that we needed to get back to our classwork. And we were all, like, crying. And I remember I went home, and I told my mom, I was like, you know, the astronauts and the teacher died on TV. They exploded and died. It was just, it was such a nightmare. I will never forget that as long as I live, because some students were like, oh, and crying and stuff. It was terrible. It was the worst. It was like 1985-86 school year, but I'll never forget it as long as I live. Dude, your teacher was probably my age, right?
No, she's about 60 right now.
Oh, but she just remembers when it happened.
Yeah, she said that she was in school. I don't know what grade she was in, but she said
high school then.
It, like, played. And she also said that they
we
played,
we were
like,
all watching it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I'm glad that they don't let us watch anything like that anymore.
It was live, and you never know what's going to happen, but live and learn. I mean, we learned, so.
And also, I remember my 4th grade teacher also telling us, after she told us about the space incident, she said that during 9/11, her teacher would play the 9/11 jumping as, like, something to learn about or something to be cautious about. I am so glad.
How can you be cautious about something you don't even know is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. My teacher just said it happened during the 2001 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they just played it in her classroom.
It was disgusting. It was so gross. I mean, people were just jumping off the building so that they wouldn't burn to death. It was just the worst day. It was so, so freaking horrible. It was a nightmare. I couldn't believe. And they don't even play now. Like, I never saw after that the horrible things that we actually saw that day when it happened. It was horrible.
Yeah, I've seen, like, the pictures of them in midair, but, like, I think the video of them actually jumping got deleted because they were playing it in schools and, like, traumatizing kids and stuff.
It was very traumatizing. It was horrible. It was so freaking horrible.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it really bothered me because this lady that was falling, she jumped with her purse, and her purse was following her, and I was thinking, you can't take it with you, you know. All these material possessions that everybody is just so She's telling me to stop recording because she's trying not to laugh. Me and my kids have a really messed up sense of humor. It's okay.
No, I'm just thinking about Jasmine and her oracle clutching her vape.
Oh my god. People that vape, okay? They would jump with their vape. They're serious about their vape. They'd be totally clutching it. Yep. You're right.
I'd be holding Chico.
Chico's our mastiff, our dog. He's got the same birthday as Stormy.
Yeah, we're really attached.
And he's way bigger than me, but anyway.
He used to sleep on top of me as a kid. Like, he used to smother me in the mornings. I'm not joking. It was crazy. He still does it. Sometimes.
He has slept in the bed with Stormy. For years, and now he's got gray hair. It makes me really sad. I can't even handle it. But we did let him have one litter of puppies from the dog that we scraped off the side of the road. She was dying, and she was a bulldog. She was just bones with skin on it.
And now we have a dog named CJ. We got rid of all
the most beautiful puppy in the freaking world.
We got rid of all the other 7 dogs. We were going to keep another one, but we decided to get rid of it because we already have 2 other grown adult dogs.
Yeah.
But we kept CJ. He has golden eyes. He actually had blue eyes when he was born. But he's really buff and fat now. I mean, he can barely run.
He is so fat that he can't even hardly move, this puppy.
I don't know how big he's going to get, but I know that he has the ears like his mama, his little cropped ears.
I mean, and everybody's like, don't pick up a stray dog off the side of the road. And we ended up getting the most beautiful, if y'all could see how beautiful this puppy is, because the dad's a mastiff, the mom is a bulldog, but she was so malnutrition and abused. She has scars all over her.
She was a puppy.
Yeah, she has a big scar in between her eyes. She was being beat or fought or, I don't know, forced to breed something. But her hair was all fallen out from malnutrition.
I know when we got her, she did have, like, hanging nipples.
Gross.
I know that
Stormy.
She has had birth a couple times because that's not normal for like a puppy.
Yeah, now she's fat and can hardly move.
Yeah, we thought, oh my gosh, maybe she just hasn't gained weight, and we wormed her, and now she has unlimited food in her cage, like a little food dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
And she is so
an automatic feeder. They're all too fat. Like, my dogs are fat. So, but I know what it's like, you know, to be sad or be mistreated. So I can't with, you know, me being in group homes and stuff. We got her off the side of the road. And I thought, well, at least I'll nurse her back to health and maybe find her a home. And then when I nursed her back to health, I was like, shit, I got a new dog.
And one thing about my childhood that I really liked is, I mean, I was so well fed that I even ate horse food. I mean, I was so well fed.
That's so horrible. Very well fed. I cook really good meals, so.
Yeah, I would go to the garden and just eat the peas. I mean, the broccoli straight out of the garden. Don't know if I ate slugs or anything. I just ate it.
Yeah, because sometimes they're on there. You got to check. But yeah, I would just find you sitting in the garden just eating the food like a rabbit.
I was the chubbiest baby.
You really were. And then we had a pig, a pet pig, and I would put a blanket out there and Stormy would have a picnic with the pig and feed the pig food. And her name was Happy. And she would be oinking, and she would really fat, and she would lay down on the pallet, and we would give everybody food, and then give her a pile of food. It was really cute.
Yeah. I have thought, I know this is like a change subject, but I have thought, like, I'm so much like my grandma. Like, she was so fat as a baby. She was so fat and little, and she would wear these big dresses, because a long time ago, you know, girls were only allowed to wear dresses, you know. They could wear pants, you know, but they usually just wore dresses, like school dress code or something. And all her baby pictures, she's in this big dress, and the skirt is, like, rounded around her, and it's just big and poofy. And I thought that was so cute.
She's very beautiful. Your grandma's really pretty. Anyway, so, like my 11-year-old said, there is a female astronaut stuck in space who's had, like, 8 or 9 freaking periods. I mean, she's just up there free bleeding. That's what my teenager said. Her ass is just up there free bleeding. Elon, go get her. Somebody go get her. Please help her.
SOS.
SOS. Help. I'm free bleeding. I'm having periods in outer space, Elon. Please. We don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Like, I just need to get my ass home. Y'all, I'm laughing at Jasmine saying SOS. SOS, I'm having periods in outer space.
If you see, like, blinking lights in the sky, it's her saying SOS.
SOS. Like, I need to get home, you know. I mean, I don't know what all y'all expect from this show, but I've told y'all, we are crazy. We got a messed up sense of humor, but you know what? At least we're real. I mean, at least we are freaking real. So, you know. But yeah, we are still at the beach. We were only going to be here for like maybe a week or like maybe till yesterday. And now I don't think we're leaving until Wednesday. I can't wait to get back home so we can start building on the land again. Our next project is to get the clawfoot tub and the bathroom in there. We've just got a hell of a lot going on right now. I'm still recording my second album with producer Frank Green. I am waiting. I signed a contract, an acting contract, for a film. I mean, a project that's going to be filmed in Atlanta. And I'm just waiting on, you know, whenever they are ready, then I'm going to need to go to Atlanta for a while to film that. I am finishing up my science fiction novel. I wish I could tell you guys a little bit about it, but I don't know. I'm just really wanting everyone to be surprised. It's really in-depth. Like I said, my dad was a mad scientist. I turned out to be a mad scientist. My kids love science. And I just can't wait for everyone to read it. Because I am a female, so it's like wrapped up in science. But then there's like a drama, of course, story that, you know, goes along with it too. But it's just so complex. You're not even going to believe it. So, but it's just set in a futuristic society. I will say that it's just a what if kind of thing. And the thing that is sad that I've talked about on this podcast a lot, and this is basically what this podcast is a lot, is about the division in the Republican and the Democrat. I know that it will offend people, but the thing is, it's fiction. It is fiction. It's science fiction. You know, it's just based on science. Like, what if this happened? What if society became like this scientifically? You know, I mean, we're already talking about smart cities, nanobites, places burning down. And I know all this terminology, are like, what the hell? Because I know I just seem like a really funny chick, you know, and that's great. But like I've said on here a million times, people with very quick-witted sense of humors are actually very intelligent people. I mean, I'm funny, but, you know, like I've said before, in high school, I was done. I was 16, and I was done. I did 4 years of school in 2 years and 2 summer schools, and then when I was in college, I was on the dean's list, and it's not because that was promoted in my family or anything. Like you guys know, I did go through foster care and group homes. It was just a just-so-happened sort of thing that I ended up smart, and I got that from my dad. Like I always said, if my dad would have been able to hang out with Albert Einstein, we could have really had something great. But, you know, my dad came from a family of addiction, and it kicked his ass up one side and down the other. When my dad passed away, the one thing I said was that I'm intellectually lonely now because he's the only one I could call up. And he would call me, and he would be like, "Have you seen this ancient civilization, blah, blah, blah?" And I was like, "What?" If y'all only knew the stuff that me and my dad talked about. And I, you know, like, really, because we understood that only me and him, you know, would grind our teeth and, you know, grind out that conversation is basically what I'm saying. But I just really love science. But long story short, I've devoted whole podcast about it. But my dad, he was a redhead. My grandmother was a redhead. Sister's a redhead. My dad's family has red hair and really pale complected. But my dad's father, so my dad's grandfather, they had an illegal whiskey still. And that was, you know, my family lineage. And my great-grandfather, my dad said that he just had a bad feeling in his gut, and I do the same thing. I know exactly what they're talking about, and he didn't go back to the whiskey still for 2 weeks, and the FBI busted the whiskey still. So it's a really long story about my dad's family, but the alcoholism is just so intense. My dad ended up losing his kidneys because when you drink like whiskey, hard liquor, whatever, it raises your blood pressure to the point that it will blow your kidneys out. Well, my dad was like a mad scientist. He actually ended up, after years and years, getting a kidney transplant, but he did just like me. It's just so weird. He doctored himself a lot and studied a lot. And like me and his friends talked about when he passed away, my dad lasted longer on dialysis and with kidney disease than anybody that we know. Because when I was 17, I would go with my dad and sit with him when he was on dialysis. And he didn't die until last year, and I'll be 47. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just figured some things out about diet and just different things. And he lasted. Like I said, mad scientist. And I do the same thing to myself, and I'll try to tell you guys this, but I'll devote that to another podcast about everything that I have figured out and done as far as my near-fatal car accident and the surgeries and chronic pain, everything I've been through. Now I take no meds at all whatsoever. I'm not saying it's a cakewalk or a picnic, but I'm not near what I used to be. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not dependent on anything at all, period. Anyways, I've started studying herbs and naturopathic medicine and just all kinds of stuff. Just turned into a mad scientist and fired all my doctors. So, way to go, Dad. I'm glad that my dad was my dad. He was always talking about outer space, and he always talked about astronomy, astrology, quantum physics, you name it, ancient civilizations, numerology, you know, all the things that I'm naturally into. And it's not even because of my dad, because I didn't get to live with my dad to get to know him till I was 17. It just so happens that I was just like this, and I didn't know how smart my dad was until I was almost 18 years old, and I had already mastered, you know, my schooling. So, and then when I was living with him, and my dad was not a crier, y'all. He was not a crier. He was a mastermind mechanic. The things that he did with automobiles was just crazy, because my dad was just so smart about things moving and being in motion. That's why he was obsessed with outer space, and I'm obsessed with outer space. If you were around me, I'm always like, okay, Venus is in retrograde right now. Like, you know, Venus is in retrograde right now, and like this month on, I think it's the 14th, we have a full moon, but it's in a lunar eclipse. Anyways, it just blows my mind that just the average person doesn't know where we're at, or the gears that are turning up there and what's going on in outer space. It doesn't interest them. But I don't understand that because... anyways, let me get back to what I was saying. So when I was living with my dad, I took a test to go into the Air Force, and I just blew the test out of the water. And the military recruiter told my dad, he said, look, the highest score that she got, like the section, was in mechanics. And my dad's not a crier, but he just got so choked up over that, and I will never forget it. But I was like, first of all, why are you even crying? But all it was pictures of gears that had teeth, and it was like, if this gear moves in this direction, then, you know, it had like three different gears, then what direction is this gear going to move? And I was like, this is so black and white to me. And I did not go into the military because... What is such a tragedy about my dad's family is that even though we're brilliant, we usually get sucked into the redheaded thing, which is drinking, partying, being the life of the party, just that whole gangster-ass attitude, you know, that my dad had and his dad and just that whole lineage of, you know, just some redheaded-ass people coming to this country and, you know, doing moonshine whiskey and bootlegging and fighting like hell and all of that good stuff. I mean, it's just facts, you know. They don't say redheaded bastards for nothing. And my dad was the roughest of the rough. If he could have gotten away from that, I think he would have went down in the history books. I mean, he was just... so scientifically intelligent. And I really wish he was here so that we could bullshit about, you know, the astronauts in space and how politics is just leaving their ass stranded up there. I mean, I just cannot help but laugh. And, you know, my dad had a crazy, just really offensive sense of humor, too. I mean, we would have just really went round and round about this. And Stormy, my daughter that brought up the... having a menstrual cycle in outer space. She's a redhead, and she's got that smart-ass attitude, too. And you can tell that she got her brain power from my dad. I'm not going to deny it. I'm very proud of her. My kids are very intellectual, and they really think about a lot of things. And I had to homeschool her because she did like me and like my dad. We hate school because we just feel like... I don't know, like, we're just so past that. Like, my dad told me that one day he was like, this is so dumb. Like, I don't even need this shit. And he walked out of the school and just started walking down the dirt roads in Verbena. He just ditched and was like, I'm done with school. I'm too smart for this shit. And was walking down the road. And my redheaded grandmother would beat your ass, honey. She drove Puttwood trucks for a living. And they didn't even have power steering. I mean, you had to shift gears, you know? I mean, she was nothing to F with. And my dad said that he was walking down the road, down the dirt road in Verbena. The principal, they had called my grandmother, my redheaded grandmother, her name was Hazel, called her and said, you know, Thomas Dunn did school. Stormy's cooking. She's 11 and knows how to cook in the kitchen. She's cooking her something to eat. Anyway, he ditched school. He's out of here, and he just took off walking. And my dad said that his mom jumped in the car and went and found his ass on the side of the road and beat his ass and put him in the car because of school. And Stormy has been a nightmare. She has been a nightmare to school. I was, too. That's why I just hurried up, and I did 4 years and 2 years in summer school. And then I finished 11th grade after that, and then I was like, I hate this. It's so dumb. And so I was 16, and I finished 11th grade, and I stayed out of school for a year. For a whole year, no school. I was 17, and then I thought, I just woke up one day, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go take my GED test. This is no lie. I didn't study for it or anything. I just went and took it, and I passed, and I was like, oh, I got my GED. So, I don't know what it is about very smart people or intellectual people just despise school. I think it's they're trying to get you to conform and think in certain ways. And Stormy was so awful that, like I said before, she would go to the nurse every day and say that she was deathly ill, that she just had to go home. She was not sick. Like, me and the nurse knew what was up, but she drove the nurse to the point of almost a mental breakdown, insanity. I mean, she would go there every freaking day and be like, call my mom, I'm dying, I'm sick, I need to go home.
The thing I didn't like about school, hold on, is that, I mean, you have to ask permission to go use the bathroom or go drink water.
Like I said, the conformity, and that's was what like, my dad didn't like.
And I was like, I don't want to have to ask to do human needs. And sometimes even...
About spit beer on the computer.
And human sometimes needs. Even been told no to go use the bathroom. And yeah, maybe I would just roam around the hallways sometimes.
See? Okay, you're in the wrong. Rebel.
The thing is, I looked it up, and it's illegal to tell a child no.
You looked it up?
Yes.
Oh, my God. On a school computer. Redhead in the room. Redhead in the room, y'all.
I looked it up on a school computer and showed the teacher, but...
You showed the... Stormy... You looked it up and showed the teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can go to the bathroom anytime I want because of human needs. Oh, my gosh.
But when I showed the teacher, I really had to go. We had beans that day.
Mom of the year. Man, my kids are so well-mannered and polite. Like, you know, I mean, you want to talk about straight-up redhead that's straight up. Get your ass out of here.
I also, one time, I used to, like, be like, can I go get medicine? I have the worst headache ever.
And it was such a lie.
And like, I would take Tylenol.
Anyway, so now she's homeschooled. She's obviously really intelligent. She just hates school. I don't know what it is with my family and hating school. I just always thought I'm as smart as any teacher in here. And my teachers treated me like an equal. Like, when I was in school, I was one of them. Like, I would help them out a lot. I was in charge of the school newspaper. I had a poetry column. It was just, I can't even explain it.
The other thing I don't like about school is the fact that you have to wake up early, and the other fact that...
That's not a big
school
deal.
School was created by man.
Oh, and my God. Thing is, here we go.
Like, even people on TikTok, they're like, God wanted us to roam around on nature. Like,
instead of doing, like, school. I do agree with that, okay? I do agree with living in nature and growing your own food. And all of that. Like I said, it's the confinement.
And why?
That I think we don't like.
Why do we need to learn when Abraham Lincoln died? It's so confusing.
History is important. I love history and science. Those are my two subjects that I really like.
I love history and science. History.
True history, though.
And science. But I like to know why we need to learn what X is. I mean, nobody's going to use it.
They do use it. Look at Elon. He's doing the rocket ships. There you go.
You think I'm going to be like Elon, though?
Who knows, Stormy? You don't know what you're going to do yet. You're 11. You need to be prepared. So, yes, you're going to have to learn all of this. It's just the way it is. Okay, anyways, what is the deal with my family being so intelligent, but... not wanting to apply it. Anyways, I'm trying to apply it and publish my science fiction novels. There you go. Okay, so I've got 6 minutes left. So follow me on all of my social media. I've got like everything that there is. Chrissy Isbell, C-R-I-S-I-E, Isbell, I-S-B-E-L-L. Download my music, my album Battle Scars that me and Frank Green worked so hard on. It's chrissyisbellmusic.com, C-R-I-S-I-E. ISBELL, chrissyisblemusic.com. Go to my website. You can book Hellvira, which I'm doing an Elvira impersonation that I renamed Hellvira because I've added so much to the character. For example, light up pasties, which is really cool. You can book a gig with me, download my music, book Elvira, blah, blah, blah. Listen to my podcast. You can pull it up from my website, chrissyisblemusic.com. Or, like I said, follow me on all of my social media, my TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X. So follow me on all of my social media. Anyways, this podcast has been interesting as hell. It's been really fun to let people in to know my family and know my kids and how I am as a mom. I always make jokes and, you know, I'll look at the kids and I'll go, Mom of the Year, like that. Because I'm not perfect. None of us are. But at least we're all real. And at least, it's like my dad's sister always tells me, my Aunt Judy. She said, you know, at least my kids can be real with me and tell me stuff. My kids are not afraid to tell me stuff. You know, and my kids, they don't hide anything from me because they know that I'm not going to flip out. I'm just going to be like, okay, what's the problem? Let's talk about it and figure it out, you know, from here. Let's figure out what the answer is. We're all just humans having a human experience. And that's all there is to it. That's how my dad was. I really miss him for that because I could tell him anything and he wouldn't judge me for it. And I think that that's an important quality to have as a parent. Anyways, it's 3:57, and how did y'all like that time change? So now we get a little bit of extra sunlight on the beach. But let me tell you one thing about Galveston that we were not prepared for, because I've never been here. I never thought to look up Galveston, Texas. I never thought to go to the beach in Texas, for sure. I'm going to be honest. But this place has a really huge haunted history here. And let me tell you, when the fog rolled in, we couldn't even see our hand in front of our face. It was crazy. The fog was so bad that you couldn't even see to drive. They have an entire carnival on a pier here that's out in the ocean. I'm talking about huge carnival rides, like a huge Ferris wheel, swings that go way up in the air, the pirate ship, the whole nine yards. Like, there's a roller coaster. There's an entire carnival here that's on a pier out in the ocean. It was so bad, I took some videos. We were up on the Ferris wheel. We couldn't even see the ocean. We couldn't see anything but fog, and I was literally tasting salt in the air, like salt water. It was insane. We just felt wet the whole time. It was like Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, when the fog rolls in here, it is creepy. It is not a joke, for several reasons that I don't have the time, you know, to really say right now. I looked up, you know, is Galveston haunted? What's the deal? It most certainly is. A lot of people have died here. So many people have died here during a hurricane that the bodies that they couldn't recognize, that were just so mangled, they just, like, you know, burned them and just got rid of the bodies, you know, no, like, funeral or anything like that. Like, just tons of dead bodies here. So, and the red light district here is haunted. Like I said, we went to a bookstore in the old red light district. We didn't even know any of this. When we got back from there, I Googled it. I was like, what is up with the bookstore that we went to? And it was in the most haunted section, which used to be, back in the day, the red light district. So doing a little traveling can be really freaking interesting. But it's just, I don't know, the energy here is, it's just completely different. I wish I could explain it, but it's just one of those things. You have to be here to really experience it. But we were here on Fat Tuesday. We were here on Mardi Gras. They had a Mardi Gras parade here. It's like the energy in the atmosphere, it's like being in New Orleans, except there's a huge ass beach. That's really the best way I can explain it. But hopefully we will be back in Alabama by Thursday. So, but anyways, like I said earlier, fight against the division. Be good to everybody. Follow Brandy's TikTok. Join in the lives. Brandy is an awesome human being. Love you guys so freaking much. And until I'm having some beers with y'all next week and my smart ass kids are giving their opinion, unpleasant dreams.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.